Good morning. Today is Christmas Eve, the 24th of December. Joining us this morning, Simple Country Therapist on the mend, Lou Quimby. Good morning, sir.
Yeah, that's me.
That's right. Well, you know, I ran into the raspberry elf a couple of weeks ago.
The what?
And she said that you were coming along rather nicely.
I'm still in a wheelchair.
Yeah, well, but you also are you're a little bit more mobile at times, too, so.
Yeah, a walker and forearm crutches.
There you go. Keep it going. Eventually we'll see you again.
You will, indeed.
All righty, Winston, why do we say it?
Since tomorrow is Christmas, why is Christmas so often written as Xmas?
Oh, I bet you that's got to be Latin. X has got to mean something in Latin.
The cross. Christ for the cross.
Okay.
Yep, looks like the audience will give it to you. The X in this case is the Greek letter chi, written as an X, and it is the initial letter of the Greek word meaning Christ.
Ah, cool. Now we can just figure out what it is on the top of the cross, those three symbols, and how that says the phrase that it's supposed to say. I can't figure that one out myself. Lou, I thought we could kind of do two different topics this morning. The first one, dealing with joy and how people, you know, what is joy and joyous moments and things of that nature. Where does that all come from?
Well, part of it is spontaneous experience of the externals with a little internal phenomenon going on. You watch kids, little kids, 2, 3, 4, out in the backyard, looking up in the sky and turning around in circles. And you ask them what they're doing, and they say, just having fun. So they're experiencing their body in relationship to the universe and the rest of all that. Then they start making mud pies, and they get some joy out of making something, a little castle in mud or something like that. And then as we get older, joy expands to relationship stuff and accomplishment and success, overcoming obstacles. We experience pleasure and joy. That's about as far as I can go.
Well, it's one of the things, and I guess this is my group therapy. What I have been missing the last little bit are not only the smells and the meals of the holidays, you know, with others, but being able to shop. You know, that whole experience, that joyfulness of knowing that you're getting something that somebody's really going to appreciate or have fun, going out shopping to the stores is without any concerns about separation or this or that. And just, yeah, I was at a place this morning, it was last night, they knew me but didn't recognize me because of the mask. And it was like, that's part of it, you know, bumping into friends and reconnecting with them, and that just isn't there. So for me, the joy of the season has kind of been tempered a little bit.
Your height didn't give you away?
Well, I would have for me, but for them, they didn't. I guess maybe they've been seeing too many other Papsteins walking around and confusing me for them. But that, you know, some of the traditions also, I think, lend to a joyousness of the season, so to speak.
Yeah.
Am I way off on my own little pier on this one?
Well, I'm no. A lot of people experience a lot of joy in shopping and getting presents and gifts for other people and figuring out what they want or what they could or should have want. I'm not one of them, so I can't help you there.
Yeah, well, that's that's okay. The other part that I believe is part of with the joy is the family gatherings, closeness with friends, and things of that nature that are virtual at best.
You bet.
you know, phone calls, you know, without being able to actually, you know, break bread with somebody. Is there a way, is there a technique, perhaps, with the virtual stuff to be able to do an approximation of that? You know, just sitting there on another Zoom call doesn't really get the heart beating too quickly.
No, it doesn't. Virtual, a Zoom call, you're left with talking and hand signs and smiles and laughter and jokes and remembering olden times. And the holidays are traditionally been a time for getting together in real time, knocking the door, open the door, hugs, hi, welcome, pass the grog. That doesn't work now, obviously.
Yeah, so it just is, I guess it's just different, and maybe some of us old codgers need to let go and not worry about what was and just celebrate what is.
Well, it's going to be back. It's returning slowly but surely. And so people are getting together now one way or another anyway, like it or not.
Right. Well, guilt-free would be nice.
That's what style is for.
Yeah. Oh. But one of the things that has been intriguing, and I wasn't able to pull it off this year for a couple of different reasons, is to be able to share some of the taste of the holidays. You got one of the loaves when Lucy came out, but to be able to do that and send that out to friends throughout the country, you know, whatever you know, it could be cookies, it could be whatever it might happen to be, something that is a traditional food product, and get it out and share with others out of the area that way if you can't gather with them in person.
Right. These are workarounds for the virus and the isolation. And that works for a while.
That's what I was going to ask, you know, the temporary one time, it's novel, it's cool, but is on a sustainable basis, I don't think it works.
Well, it's... Oh, okay.
Okay. Somehow you just saw the Nerf ball come across the transom. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:19.
Listen to 980 AM for the best music. ABBA, Neil Diamond, Barbra Streisand, Billy Joel, and The Fifth Dimension. The all-time best are heard every day, all day long on 980 AM. We are easy radio. Easy on your ears and easy on your mind. This is memory-making music, and you'll love the memories you create. Tune in and hear the best music. Easy radio, 980 AM.
Good morning, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 8:24. We're back talking shop this morning with Lou Quimby. Lou, if one is searching for joy, how do you find it other than just maybe being frivolous and going back to your youth? How can you create that either internal perspective, or if you're in your family unit, that feeling of joy?
One way is to get out of yourself, give to other people, establish circumstances and situations where you can be joyful. So if you're on a Zoom call, for example, stop whining about Zoom and pay attention to who you're talking to. That piece doesn't matter much, whether it's a Zoom call or in person with regular stuff. There are some people who, when they hit you at the door, they always got a complaint about something. And that's not a terribly successful way to start the holiday or any greeting. So the first thing is to get out of yourself and give to somebody else and have an atmosphere and an attitude of gratefulness, thankfulness. And some people find that hard to do, being grateful for what they have. So if you're on a Zoom call and you don't like it, well, already you're in trouble because you're going downhill fast. So attitude is the first one, I think, about being happy to see somebody and being able to enjoy the circumstances that you have rather than all the time whining about the circumstances that you don't have. You know, I was walking down the road complaining I had no shoes, and I met a man that had no feet. You know, there's that one.
Right, right.
So gratitude, I think, is a good first step, being grateful for what we have. So some people don't have Zoom, and so they can't do anything except telephone call. So on Zoom, at least you can see somebody's smiling face. You can make jokes and see the reaction from people to your sense of humor.
Well, hopefully they're really bad puns, too, just to kind of keep it in line.
Best puns are real groaners.
Yeah. Well, you know, once you have that reputation, I mean, it's really easy just to kind of keep going with it, so... So attitude and gratitude are two aspects of it. You mentioned that some people have a tough time projecting into others or being empathetic for other folks. Is that a learned talent, or is that something that's more of a genetic combination?
Oh, sometimes it's a little bit of both. But the easiest way around that is to learn how to ask questions of other people rather than getting stuck in your own head. That's how you feel, what you believe. Ask questions about the other person. Get to know them and find out what's important to them. That's not hard to do, but it takes practice if people are self-centered.
Or you don't think about it.
Well...
Which I suppose is step number one, right?
Yes. Some people don't think about that until they're told, you're a real grouch. What's the matter with you? And then they go, what do you mean? And you tell them and they go, oh, I can't help it. Yes, you can. Take an interest in other people. Ask them questions about how they're doing, what's interesting for them, how their life's going, what their plans are, how the kids are doing, how the grandkids are doing. But that means getting out of yourself. Something, you know what stroke deprived is?
I sense that it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah, some people go around on a really thin ration of strokes. They don't get many strokes from other people. And so they keep hustling for strokes. And one of the fastest ways to get strokes from people is to ask some questions about them. It's not that difficult, but it requires... an attitude shift.
Yeah, and often it's that attitude that has led to that situation even existing.
Right. You expect to be recognized without your mask, even though you're 6'6".
No, that's after I lose 5 inches.
Oh, one.
You're just a short guy yourself. Give me a break.
One. How tall are you?
6'11".
Oh, 6'11".
Yeah.
Hey, sorry, I chopped you off at the knees there.
Yeah. Well, we usually see each other sitting down, so I can understand that.
People can recognize you walking away just because of your height.
Yeah. Yeah, it for some folks, I suppose that makes it kind of nice when you are recognized.
Yeah.
Versus those folks who... prefer to operate in anonymity for whatever reason. You know, it just, yeah. Oh, can you imagine that there aren't a lot of celebrities that really kind of in the back of their mind would like to be able to go somewhere and not be recognized?
Like, oh, yeah. I was walking down the street and disappeared.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, I think so many of those folks also would be crushed if they weren't recognized.
Well, it wouldn't be a celebrity.
Right, right.
There was some desire to be recognized.
Don't you know who I am and don't you know how important I am? Yeah, right. Well,
yeah. Miss Line, when the people get pulled over by the policeman, don't you know who I am?
Second line is, let me see your driver's license to confirm that. Oh, gee. KINS, news and information time. It is 8:30.
Hey, community. Times are rough right now. Retail shops may be closing, but the bulk flower market is still open and moving fast. We here at Bayer can help turn your flower harvest into cash today. Call Bayer Extraction House at 707-693-2222. That's 707-693-2222. Don't miss out. It is time to sell. Bayer Extraction House, your flower selling powerhouse.
Good morning, KINS, news and information time. It's 8:35. We're back talking shop this morning with Simple Country therapist Lou Quimby on this Christmas Eve. Lou, the other, I guess, abiding emotion that oftentimes occurs during the holidays is either entitlement or disappointment. Gee, I was really hoping to get a blank from Santa, a pony. I guess we could go there to start with.
Over the pony.
Yeah, right. And the child happens to live in New York City. Okay.
On the 12th floor.
Yeah. All right. You know, I mean, there are those types of things. You don't want to dash somebody's hopes, but on the other side, you know, there does need to be some kind of a recognition of what could happen or probably will happen. So that feeling of entitlement and then not having it delivered, how do we kind of work through that or help others work through that process?
Well, it depends how old the kid is. You know, you can't go too far with a kid about reality. If you're on the 12th floor in New York, you're not going to get a pony unless you're very, very rich and then you got a stable. So you got to talk to kids about a list of things. If the only thing they want, period, ever, 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 is the pony, you're stuck.
Right, so options would be good.
So if you're giving gifts to people and you want to make them happy, then you need to know what they want. So it's very useful to say, give me your Christmas want list. And if they got six things on there, you can afford one or two of them. Know that they're going to be happy because it's on their list.
Right.
But if you're driving blind about, what do I give Uncle Ed? How about a nice Christmas tie? Where that's going to wind up. Each other about what they want.
Right. And I don't think it's a good strategy to buy what you would like in hopes that it will be re-gifted to you. That one doesn't fly well either.
No, that's a disaster in the making.
Yeah.
Return. Hope it's not a method in that case.
No, and putting a sticker on it, return to sender, probably isn't that viable either.
that would be very bold.
Yeah. Now if it was like you and me, okay, we're going to appreciate the humor in it, but a lot of times, you know, humor is lost in disappointment.
Yeah, right. You got to have a relationship to do that.
But, you know, I will remember that for next year.
Well.
Oh, gee. dealing with, let's say, non-young kids, let's say over the age of 8, you have a couple more options, a few more tools to be able to utilize, don't you?
Right, but you can also can also do things for over eight kids that they may not expect or they may not initially care for. Books, interesting books, science kits, gardening kits. Some people get started on interesting aspects of their life through gifts they never thought about or didn't have any particular interest in until they got the gift. And then they started, say, gardening, a gardening kit for kids, you know. And they took right off on that. So it's older kids, you got a wide variety of life interests that could be used, could be offered up.
Yeah, I would suspect, you know, that was probably part of the whole Betty Crocker baking oven phenomenon.
Oh, yeah.
Is that it kind of got things jump-started a little bit, and now somebody was able to emulate what their folks were doing and had success, and then success begets success, and that positive reinforcement gets things rolling.
Yeah. Frequently true.
Doesn't work that well if you're a goldfish, however. I would think that those are the types of things that could be fun. Or if you're trying to perhaps work with somebody, if it was a father-son, mother-daughter, you know, a parent-child opportunity to work together on something, that might help. While it might not have been the ideal gift for the youngster, time with mom or dad often is.
Yeah, activities together. And if you got an 8-year-old and you buy him a age 10 project, then you can work together with him. And that can frequently spark interest and togetherness and acquiring new skills. Yeah.
Yeah, as long as it's, you know, age-appropriate stuff, like you were indicating, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
And if you're going to buy something for a kid that's beyond his age range, it can't be how to build an atom bomb.
Right, yeah.
Got to have a big basement for that.
I was thinking more of a car, but that's okay.
Oh, yeah.
You have your dreams, I have mine.
There's that engine, plastic engine assembled kit. That shows how a gasoline engine works, and you can put that together, and it actually works.
Yeah, there's some of those contractor. I'm thinking of like not Legos, but I suppose Lego could work also. But like erector sets and some of those things that actually are working things when you're done with them.
Yeah,
that are kind of cool. KINS, News and Information Time, it's 8:43.
The Redwood Region Economic Development Commission wants you to know that local economic development agencies, business resource organizations, financial institutions, and jurisdictions are working together to provide resources for the COVID-19 pandemic. For more information, go to northcoastsbdc.org or call the OES Business Hotline at 268-2527. 268-2527.
Good morning, KINS. News and Information Time. It's 8:46. Final segment on this Christmas Eve show with Lou Quimby. Lou, if there's a takeaway that you would like to wish upon everybody for Christmas, for the weekend, for this time of our lives that we're going through, what would that be?
Be grateful for what we have. Frequently, it's too easy to regress into what we don't have. I'm not talking about lack of food or rent or eviction notices or things like that, but I'm talking about relationship stuff, about being grateful for the friends and relatives and family that we have and what we can do to support that and keep that going. It's important. Gratitude is very important and people, I think, lose track of the advantages and the warmth of the relationships they have and how they can improve on that, build on that. And that's all part of asking questions about other people, getting to know them better, what they like, don't like, what's important to them. Storytelling is very important around Christmas time and Thanksgiving as well, because kids learn about relationships when they hear older people talking about stories, how they met, what they did when they were in high school, what they did in the service, or what they did in their first job. Stories are very important for kids. They learn a lot from listening to their adults telling stories. That's one of the reasons kids like to hang around while the adults are sitting down or having a drink or talking with each other. They like to listen to the stories. So that's important. I think that would be a good way to spend some time in the Christmas. In Zoom is have a story time where part of the time is devoted to telling stories, and kids will come up with what they want to know. You can ask the kids, what do you want to know about Tom, Dick, Harry, Mary, Betty, Sue, your mom, your dad, your aunt, your uncle, grandma, grandpa? What do you want to know about them? And they'll tell you. They're curious. They think about things. And that's the time to do it. All people are alive and together and having a good time and zooming up a storm.
Well, that I would suggest could even happen in person. I love the concept of what would you like to know about fill in the blank person.
Yeah.
It's as a tradition. Yeah, just a Christmas tradition. Everybody
You're
has
right.
a chance to go around once, you know, around the circle, so to speak.
Make the curiosity formalized, as it were.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and it gives you a couple of months to get your act together so you don't, you know, ask the wrong question.
Well, yeah. And help sort out some of that.
Yeah, yeah.
Grandpa, when did you first have sex?
Yeah,
yeah. Probably not a Christmas conversation.
Right, right. Why, I like gravy over my dressing, dear.
A quick reflection is good.
Yes, yes, too much fun. Well, have a Merry Christmas. Say hi to Lucy for us.
I will do that. Merry Christmas to you and all of yours.
All right, buddy. Hang in there.